Hey everyone, welcome back to Count Me In, IMA's podcast about all things affecting the accounting and finance world. This is your host, Mitch Roshong, and I'm here to bring you episode 122 of our series. Today's conversation features Arno Wackfer, a former CFO with over 15 years of commercial finance and general management experience. He is now a coach and trainer focused on upskilling managers and professionals through learning programs in Power BI and business finance literacy. In this episode, he talks with my co-host Adam about value creation and how finance and accounting professionals can get closer to the business through insight and storytelling. Keep listening as we head over to their conversation now.
So Arno, what are some of the value creation ideas that the finance and accounting team can use to set reminders and form habits?
Thanks, Adam. Thanks for the question. I think before I go into that, I'd just like to share my view on what I think it means to drive value in a business. To simplify it is that I think whatever finance does will contribute towards increasing the value of a business for its stakeholders. Any stakeholder of a business wants an asset that increases in value. And I think finance should be there to help increase the future value of an asset, which is the business. All right, so looking at some ideas around finance creating value, some ideas around that. So the first thing I do is looking at financial analysis. So what they can do is they can perform business health assessments and troubleshooting risk areas. The second one is cash flow improvements, working with businesses to improve strategies to improve their cash flow. There's many strategies that you can use to accelerate and delay cash flow coming in and out of a business. And we all know cash is king. It keeps the doors open, so we need to protect our cash. So the next one is cash flow forecasting. A lot of businesses don't necessarily forecast when it comes to cash flow. I think it's vital. You need to do at least 12 weeks ahead of cash flow forecasting and try and at least have a safety of margin of at least 3 months your fixed overheads, just to give you a little bit of buffer in the time that the business struggles. So that's another way that you can create value. Maximizing profits, monitoring all the key drivers in the business that generate profits, measure that real time if you can. And then any early warning signals when anything is not on track that management can address. The next one would be, I think where we can also add early is auditing spreadsheets. I think a lot of managers use their own spreadsheets to make decisions on, and we come across spreadsheets that have errors in them, and those errors lead to poor decisions. So I think finance can be more involved in analyzing and checking those spreadsheets for correctness. The other idea is for finance to get more involved in data analytics, being able to use Excel to turn data into analysis and, to be able to analyze underlying transactions or key activities that drive business. For example, if we want to analyze where we're bleeding and profit margins on a specific customer, on a specific product, on a specific location, I think finance should be able to analyze and give that intel, the financial intelligence to key decision makers, which will assist their future planning and strategy. And the next one is data visualization, which is becoming a hot trend skill in finance and accounting, is being able to turn data into storytelling. Most of us are visual learners. When we see a picture, we get it explains a story to us. And I think instead of just pushing out financial reports, we can spend more time on actually visualizing and storytelling the performance. And with that, you can use business intelligence like Power BI, which is the top-rated business intelligence platform, in my opinion, by Microsoft. The next one is finance literacy training. I think finance can help educate non-finance people in business about their numbers so that they can just make better business decisions. Finance speaks a foreign language to most because we understand the numbers because we've been taught that and we work with it every day, but non-finance people don't. So we need to be able to remove all the technical jargon and try and simplify the numbers for different levels of management so they can just help make better decisions. The next one is business metrics and KPIs. I think we need to work with business units through finance business partnering to be able to define what metrics they use to make decisions. Every person's got different inputs that they need to put their forecasts and their budgets together and draw strategies. So work with the business units to develop the business critical KPIs and then have regular interaction with those people to monitor those KPIs. Then we can also do business systemization. So I mean, that's, you know, processes, systems, improving those to create efficiencies and automation in business. Business want more, they want to do more with less. And I think finance can help create those efficiencies in business. Right, so that's kind of like what I've, the key value creation ideas that I've highlighted that I think would add value to business. Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, so I think those are wonderful ideas. And now that we've kind of covered those ideas, what are some of the challenges that can prevent those same professionals from delivering value creation?
Yeah, great question. So the obstacles I see finance have in terms of driving value creation, because it's easy to say, let's drive value, let's do more. But it's, for me, it's a change of a mindset. And what finance needs to focus on first thing is they need to find ways to speed up the month-end reporting process. I think before finance looks again, they're spending time on reporting again. And then when they finish, the next reporting cycle starts. And reporting is looking backwards, it's not looking forwards. So I think we need to find ways to do more frequent recons, do better planning and eliminating bottlenecks in the month-end reporting process. So that's the first thing. The other thing is the obstacles you'll face is the company culture. So people don't necessarily like change. And when they do happen, they're not supported by the right people. And then people are not very clear why they're being implemented. And they don't really understand the benefit to them and the business. So typically what one would need to do is cost versus benefit and being able to negotiate and be persuasive as to why we need to make changes to drive value creation. Next one is not having the right finance team. You can put all these value creation activities in place, but if you're not driving, if the leader of the team is not driving the right behavior and getting a mission statement of the finance team that's aligned to the business mission statement, then if it's not aligned, then the team's not going to be productive. And a busy finance team is not necessarily a productive finance team, and businesses want us to be more productive to provide more insights rather than just financial information. Next one, inability to influence decisions. I think that is what finance business partnering is all about, is being able to take information, provide insights and influence decision-making. But you're not going to do that behind a desk. You need to be out there building relationships, getting to know people, getting to know the decision makers, and actually understand the pain points of the business and what info they need to make better decisions impacting the future of the business. The next point is lacking of systems to provide meaningful insights. Businesses want information real time these days. They can't wait for information. They need to make faster decisions to drive business performance. That's the reality we're facing. So you need to implement systems to create efficiencies and do things faster and smarter. And I would say the last thing is lack of business knowledge and not understanding the key value drivers. I think finance and accountants may get too technical about the numbers and they don't really understand the business model, what's driving revenue and profit. It's cost structure, it's values proposition, the mission, vision, statement, its purpose, all those things, its key customers, its key suppliers, those things. So those are what I would say is like the key challenges that you need to overcome, get your mindset right. And they all can be addressed. You just need to just prioritize where you focus, but where you're placing your efforts.
I think that's a nice segue. I was going to ask, how do you assess if you're spending time in the right areas?
So that it's so easy. It's all about time management. It's easy to say that you need to better manage your time, but the only way you can do it is to track actually where you're spending your time. So that's why I've come up with a concept we call a value creation opportunity gap. And it's very simple. You list all your day-to-day activities, your normal activities, and then you list all the value creation activities, the things that you should be doing that drives value creation. And let's say, for example, you've got a 40-hour a week, working week, and let's say you're spending 80% of your time on day-to-day activities, and you want to spend, say, 60% on value creation activities, then you can already identify where you're spending, where you need to trim time to give more, to dedicate more time to value creation activities. Now, day-to-day activities I typically see as reporting on past performance, financial, working capital, and asset management. We've got risk management and governance. statutory audit and tax compliance, and then things like administration meetings and operational issues. So those things are not going to go away. They are part of business and we have to deal with them on a daily basis. But now the value creation activities examples are things like, you know, driving strategy, planning and direction of the business, delivering insights to the business, building relationship with key stakeholders, which takes time, continuous business health monitoring, helping to improve cash flow and profitability, spoke about analyzing data, spend some time on data visualization. We need to look at process improvements and automation. Very important is problem solving and decision-making discussions. We need to be in those discussions to help make better decisions. Spend time on financial modeling, forecast and predictions. So that's the forward-looking part, not the backward-looking. And then important is finance team development and coaching. That's for me is important. So that's a kind of, so you can now see the all the different value creation activities. It's like you need to be able to track where you're spending your time so you can close that gap.
Just to kind of, you know, wrap up our conversation, you know, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how the finance and accounting team can get closer to the business. You've kind of alluded to it a little bit, but I wonder if you could speak in more detail around that.
Thanks, Adam. So how to get closer to business. So for me, it's about to create value, you need to become influential in business as a finance team. If you don't have influence, you won't necessarily get people to listen to you. And the recipe to becoming influential is people need to get to know you, they need to like you, and that builds the trust. You're not gonna become influential sitting behind a desk. And in order to do that, finance needs to be. So you need to be more visible, not hiding behind a desk. You need to be effective at relationships. You need to be great at communication. You know, being able to get your message across to the audience is vital. And then also the ability to present and storytell the numbers. That's how you create influence. So to do that, you need to eliminate some of the pain points that the finance function has in business. These are just general pain points. So I spoke about this previously, is about we need to provide more info instead of insights. We need to be involved in problem solving. We need to improve our communication. We need to be more proactive in driving change. We need to understand the business model, how it makes money and how it operates. We need to build relationship with key decision makers. And we need to be more involved in strategy and future planning decisions. Then the finance team can't work in silos anymore. It needs to be work with the business. So there needs to be that connection. And it needs to be more less backward looking instead of and more forward looking through scenario planning, forecast, predictions, all those things. People should understand our language. It shouldn't be a foreign language. They understand what we talk about when we talk about the numbers. And you know, I think we can probably be a bit more fun and engage more with people so they get to know us. The perception is that finance is boring, and I don't believe that. I think I think we're great people, and you know, most of us are introverts, but I think we adapt to the situation. And I think you know, a guy like me, I like engaging with people, and it takes confidence. So the more you do it, the better you get at it, and you get better doing it if you start doing presentations. You know, it's just conquer your fear, and you know, do that. So that's a kind of like what I would say is the focus points to get closer to business, and you know, if I can just summarize where my thinking is that finance needs to find ways to get closer to business. You know, being busy is not necessarily being productive. Focus on building key relationship with decision makers. I emphasize this, provide more insights than just financial information. Improve your skills in communication, presentation, and negotiation. Understand a business first before you just start looking at making improvements. Create a team that is customer focused. Customers is internal and external customers. And, you know, embrace technology to create efficiencies and drive business performance. So that would be my key points for driving value creation.
Do you think that technology is going to help bring together finance and the rest of the business together?
Yes, I think it will, because you know, the benefits of technology enables us to do faster transactional processing. It enables us to get information quicker to decision makers, and it frees up time for us to focus on other value creation activities. And the one thing I think we can spend more time is building relationships, because that takes time. You need to get to know people. So automation, in my opinion, is not necessarily a bad thing. It helps us to do a better job and get more insights out to business so they can drive better decisions. And, you know, people can get to know us and we can be part and we can be more influential because we've got the insights to help drive business performance. And I think in automation enables us to be co-pilots to businesses to help steer the plane in the right direction, because our strategy, our flight plan is our strategy. So where we want to head, and finance can help co-pilot that.
Yeah, I've heard you say it a few times that the finance and accounting team needs to be storytellers, you know, with the more data analytics and those things that are coming on that we've been talking about. How can they become better storytellers as they go along?
So obviously, there's best practice when it comes to visualization, but for me, it's also about, you know, getting the right message across. Don't get too much detailed, because people get lost in the detail. Go and find out from people what they want to see, and then visualize what they want to see. And then they need to get the story in the first 10 seconds. Otherwise, you would have lost them. And I think finance can analyze financial and non-financial data. It's not no longer just financial data. Non-financial data could be things like your headcount stats. How does that correlate to your revenue? You can look at your customer buying patterns. What are they buying? What are they not buying? It's all those things, you know, and it's not just giving an income statement, a P&L balance sheet and cash flow anymore. It's giving more than that. It's the underlying drivers that leads to that number that we can help analyze. And I think whatever efforts we give will help with future planning. I think if you've got a strategy, if you need to strategize and you've got all this intelligence now, it surely will change your mindset and possibly changing the way that you used to budget and draw strategy.
This has been Count Me In, IMA's podcast, providing you with the latest perspectives of thought leaders from the accounting and finance profession. If you like what you heard and you'd like to be counted in for more relevant accounting and finance education, visit IMA's website at www.imanet.org.